This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and as always, I am excited about the YWCA of Greater Los Angeles, always doing so much incredible work in our community, and they've been doing it for 125 years. Now, Faye Washington hasn't been there the whole time. I know a lot of people feel that she's very wise. She knows she doesn't look like it at all. As a matter of fact, she looks like she's just getting started. And she is with us in the studio today, president and CEO of the YWCA of Greater Los Angeles. One of my sheroes and just somebody I love and adore and respect. How you doing, Ms. Faye?
I am great, Pat. Thank you so much. And good morning and good afternoon and good life. Just good life.
Hey, 125 years. Are you kidding me?
I know. It just somewhat slipped up on me because I didn't expect to be here at the YWCA this long. I was going to scoot out a lot sooner, but I got caught up in the joy of serving, and it's 125 years.
It's incredible. Now, yeah. How many years have you been with the Y?
You're going to make me say it on the air.
Go ahead, say it.
18.
18 glorious, wonderful years.
I was only going to stay two. Do a little cleanup here, a little cleanup there, and be off my merry way back on a cruise ship somewhere. And that has not happened.
I see that plan did not work.
18 years and loving every minute of it. And most importantly, loving what I now see is something that had to happen in the history of the Y. Our legacy. The legacy of so many women that have been there a lot longer than I and gone on so much earlier in the life of the Y than I, that they started, visions that they had, dreams that they had. And many times as you're growing up, you take so much for granted. Well, I have had the opportunity of observing that legacy, looking at the spirit of women and how no matter what decade you happen to be living in, no matter what kind of problem you happen to be dealing with, it is still that same robust energy that comes out of this organization that says, I can, I will, I must do this. And it's the energy that I have. I think it's a tablet, a pill they give you when you accept that job of CEO. I'm convinced it's invisible. But for 125 years, women of Los Angeles have been achieving the dreams that have been held by so many. And it's a song that's not sung loud enough. Because so much of what we do, it is really taken for granted. Because we're not that star that shines and brags a lot. But we're out there in the community and we are serious about women, family, children, workforce development. We're serious about making certain that the sexual assault crisis problems are dealt with. Pat, we're serious about giving the child care to these women so that they can go on and make something out of their life. And of recent, we have just wrapped our arms around this whole homeless problem. And it is just astounding to look at the number of women out there in the streets at night. It's not only women, it's women and children, it's women, men and children, it's all of the above. But our piece of the action is women and housing those women. And yes, as fate would have it, we have a facility to do just that. There are no stones left unturned in God's work. Just as the need arise, just as the conditions mentally were present within myself and our board of directors that we need to jump into this, just as the mayor's office asked us to partner, just as we're fastly becoming the homeless capital of the United States, we have this incredible asset that was built in 1926 and is still standing today. And yes, we said, we can support this problem. We will, because we must.
Yes, we must. And I think this is what the Y really does, is to meet those ever-present needs. I remember when I was growing up, when to me, the YWCA was really, it was a place that single women stayed when they moved to town, and it was a place where they had a good pool and where you could go and exercise.
That's right.
And this is what the Y kind of represented, but the modern day Y is doing all those things that you just talked about. And as you said, meeting the needs of women in our community. And when you meet the needs of the women in our community, you at the same time meet the needs of families. Right. So everybody benefits from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the joy that I feel right now, because I am here to do a crossover, if you will, to take this organization back to a position that it was in 1926. This is 2018. What are we talking about? And the need still exists. But most importantly, we have the ability, the capacity, and the will to respond.
There is a lot going on, and you mentioned a lot of the issues that you are dealing with, and I just want to focus on a couple of them. I know that you became very passionate about sexual predators, about sexual violence towards women. This has become such a big issue, and something that I know that the Y is really committed to uncovering this problem and then starting to heal some of the wounds that have developed as a result of it.
Absolutely. At our last conversation, we had started to develop a more robust sexual assault program that in fact does include victims of human trafficking, because what happens to them is so similar. It's hard to distinguish. We have made inroads into that. We now find ourselves on college campuses, right at the heartbeat of where much of this stuff occurs.
Where it starts, for sure.
We have managed to acquire additional funding that now allows us to expand within the three communities that we are presently in. And I am so happy to report that with the hashtag MeToo explosion, there have been funds that have been collected, and those funds goes to a fund called Time's Up Fund out of the Women's Legal Foundation. And they put out an RFP. 120 person says, I can do it, I can do it. They held their hands up, sent their paperwork in, told them what they were going to do. But guess what, Pat? 18 nonprofits got a chance to respond to this. And Los Angeles YWCA was one of the 18, and we happened to be the only recipient in all of California.
Wow.
So, you know, it's something to be said for planting the seed of goodness, watering that seed, letting that garden grow. And I think now we're harvesting and we're ready to build a better mousetrap, if you will, to be able to respond to this concern, not only from the level where individuals come into sexual assault or human trafficking, but at all levels of the workplace, because indeed these funds go to support those entry-level positions, wherein in the training in our workforce development programs, we can train young ladies, young men, how to detect and what to do when you detect. And that's the position we now find ourselves in. We rose to the occasion, and I'm so thrilled and happy for my staff as we venture off into this area.
And as you mentioned just a moment ago, the ever-growing homeless problem here in Southern California. And, you know, you look at it, there are so many reasons why this is happening. And, you know, Let's talk a little bit about that, some of the root causes of this and some of the things that the Y plans to do.
Well, the root causes are many, and especially as they relate to females. Most often talked about is that of mental health. Most often talked about is not having a decent, steady job to make ends meet, and you find yourself out on the streets, perhaps sometimes with your children, and then you're separated from your children, or your children are taken from you, and you are out there on the street trying to make ends meet. You find yourself trying to run after every little thing that you can get to make life halfway bearable. And it's at the root of all of it, it is how that individual, the self-esteem of that individual, and I'm talking about the mental health aspect, and how they feel about themselves. And if they had a decent job, workforce training, if they had the opportunity to have counseling on how to get a job and to keep a job and grow in a job, that whole piece can be arrested at some level. I don't know if it can happen for everyone, but I'm certain that there are those that need a chance for that to happen to them.
And anybody working on this issue can see that all of those things need to happen. You've got to deal with all of that. It's great to be able to put somebody in a place to sleep tonight, but then what happens tomorrow night and the night after that and the night after that? And if we don't begin to deal with these issues of mental health, of job inequity, of salary inequity, I mean, we've got so many people who are part of the working poor in our country today. These are people who actually are going out and working but cannot afford to live with what they're being paid.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are the very reasons we're not in this fight alone as it relates to this new homeless women program. We have partnered. We understand that our limitations, and we understand that the needs go much broader than what we can serve. We've partnered with a supportive service organization called PATH. We are partnering with other organizations in the community that can deliver that long-term supportive service. It's not about 30 days with the roof over your head. It's about how is that individual going to make it in the future. And it's that support, that full wraparound services and our abilities of ourselves as nonprofit with the social responsibility and other nonprofits with social responsibility to bring down the walls and say, we get it. Let's all work together. And that's what we're doing.
I'm talking today to the president and CEO of the YWCA of Greater Los Angeles, Faye Washington. And Faye, when you're having a big birthday, you have a big party.
Oh, yes.
And that's what's about to happen. And
we are going to party.
Let's talk about the gala for this
year. Oh, November 1. If anyone out there should feel this earth shaking and the sky moving around, it's because the YWCA is having its 125th birthday party at Lowe's Hotel in Hollywood, and we are celebrating life, the energy of the Y, and our ability to stay afloat and, most important, to stay relevant for 125 years. And we could say defiantly, we're still standing. So we're going to show them how we stand, and we're going to dance the night away.
Oh, yes, we are. I mean, the Y galas have always been outstanding, but this one is going to be exceptional.
Yes, it is. We have a lineup of honorees that is, I'm excited because I've not met these individuals. Rita Moreno is one of our honorees. She's an EGOT, you know. And Rita Moreno also used to be an occupant of one of the buildings that I'm speaking of. We have Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie. also, again, one of the tenants of the building I'm speaking of.
Wow.
She is an honoree. Dolores Huerta, Madam Union Farm Workers.
She's a goddess.
She is the best. Connie Rice, our own homegrown Madam Civil Rights Attorney. And also Deborah Flint, leading the troops at our Los Angeles World Airports, turning this little puppy around, going to make it relevant for everybody so you will not hesitate to fly. And also PBS. We have covered the landscape because so many individuals, so many schools of individuals have done so much over the years for the YWCA. So we had to get the civil rights piece in. We had to get the Hollywood piece in. We had to get those in that really speak to what's in our belly in terms of what has happened, but more importantly, what's going to happen.
And you never know what's going to happen at these things, because you never know what's on the mind of Faye Washington. Because I know that you are someone who believes in a party with a purpose.
I do. I like to party with the purpose. I like that. I'll keep that one, Pat. And this is a true party with the purpose.
And we will celebrate that 125 years, too, because so many accomplishments have been made. Give us a little thumbprint of some of the accomplishments that you are most proud of.
Oh, I am most proud of keeping the mission alive. I'm most proud of the fact that we continue to work towards elimination of racism, empowerment of women, but most importantly, in everything that we do, we require the presence of peace, justice, dignity, and freedom for all persons. I am most proud of our ability to interject that in every program that we take on. Most importantly, most notably, the construction of buildings downtown Los Angeles, wherein we now sleep 400 at-risk youth each and every night, making certain that they have workforce development so they can hit the ground running. We have, in the last several years, put up 2 brand new ground up full city block community centers in areas where there were none, and that those communities are now thriving because they have basic services that are given to that community that has allowed that community to lift themselves up. And that's what it's all about. Teaching them how to fish. Don't just give them the fish. We're teaching them how to fish. And our homeless project, I am so excited about that. I have prepared to share with my board, let's sell that building. It's not doing anything. We're not doing anything. And something came upon me, a request, and I couldn't say no to the request. And as I was saying yes, in the moment I'm saying yes, my other mind is saying, you have lost your mind. But I am so thrilled and I'm so honored to say that we're going back to our roots. We never left them, but we're going square back to the roots of the YWCA of Greater Los Angeles, because we are here to serve.
I think it's absolutely incredible. And you talk about the vision of those women that 125 years ago started this incredible organization mm-hmm. that has grown to mean so much more to our communities. And I know that you are a woman of vision yourself, and I'm willing to bet you got something in your head that you're thinking about doing, because you've always got a plan for the future.
I do. I do. It's called retirement. You're absolutely right.
And you know what? That would be a great service to you. And yeah. I have a feeling that you will never really completely retire.
No, I can't quite do that. This is my happiness.
So for anybody who's concerned that says, uh-oh, Faye's getting ready to quit, you know, don't worry. She'll always be around helping out in whatever way she can best. And I think for a lot of us, that's what we have to look forward to as we move into our later years, is the opportunity to take all the expertise that we have
Absolutely.
And still be able to help in whatever capacity
Absolutely.
It may be.
Right.
Because I may have to follow you with that retirement thing,
yeah.
I just want to say. But in the meantime, I am super excited about the event. It is going to be on November 1st at Hollywood Lowe's Hotel, the anniversary gala right on Hollywood and Highland, a great place to have it. Looking forward to seeing all the honorees and also to co-hosting with my dear friend,
Pat Harvey,
the Pat and
Absolutely.
Pat show,
Pat.
Which we love to put on together.
Great.
It's going to be fantastic. And our friends from DW3 will be there providing the music. And I know we're going to have some special surprises for everybody who comes.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a good time.
Shout out to your great staff, too. I mean, they are doing an incredible job over there, but they are simply following the leader, and the leader is Faye Washington.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we'll see you on November 1st.
Absolutely. Thank you.